gentlemen. Welcome to the Brucaders podcast. I'm Dave Caggiano.
And I'm Maddie Mayhem.
Ooh, ooh.
What's up, Dave? It's been a couple weeks.
I miss you, man.
I want to take a second and apologize to the listener because it's my fault that there wasn't an episode last week because I was talking very much like this.
Your old raspy Maddie.
And an hour of this would have been the worst 15 seconds of podcast ever. That's what that was right there.
Maddie melancholy.
No, I wasn't melancholy. I was just sick. Yeah. Hit me hard yesterday too. Like all of a sudden it came back for a day and then I was healthy again. Feeling terrific right
Maddie
now.
Maddie meningitis?
I think it was Maddie.
You'd be fucked if it was meningitis.
I think it was Maddie sinus infection.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, you saw The Shape of Water?
I saw The Shape of Water.
Bro.
What a terrific film.
Little recap. That's what we were talking about. What was it, like 2 weeks ago or something like that? 3 weeks
ago. Oh, yeah. Cool.
We talked about it.
Bringing it full circle.
It was that fucking the crazy government experiment movie.
Right.
With like the fucking swamp monster.
Dude, it's got everything in it.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
You thought it was going to be good, right? You
went into it. I had an idea it was going to be good.
Yeah.
It's based in the 60s, 50s, 60s. Communist Russia and America are feuding. That only plays a minor part in the movie. There is a woman who falls in love with a monster, basically. There's nudity.
Is it a musical?
No musical. The main character's mute.
That would have been that.
She doesn't talk, yeah.
I love you, my fish friend.
No, she doesn't. She can't make any noises. Something happened to her vocal
you,
cords.
My fish friend. They should make it into a musical.
She's not deaf. She can hear.
Bro, maybe she's she was a smoker. And she had
no. They kind of say something happened to her vocal cords. This scars.
I intubated her and I fucked up her vocal cords.
There's scars on her neck, and it looks like some demon ripped out her vocal cords.
Oh, so she's sort of deformed too.
Correct.
Is that like a little theme in the movie?
No.
Oh.
Not really. The overall theme of the movie is, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're not
much one for themes.
I don't take things that deep. But yeah, I was telling you what's in the movie. The movie's got nudity. There's tits in the movie. There's vigorous masturbating.
Really?
Yep.
Was it the evil dude?
No.
Really?
Yeah,
was it the swamp monster?
No, I don't think the swamp monster has a penis.
They do
a full frontal of him and there's nothing there.
He's just jerking it with his webbed hands.
No, the mute girl, she's rubbing it. It's part of her daily routine.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, what?
Yep, there's a lot of...
Why the fuck did they add that in? That's so weird.
It was just to humanize her. I mean, what better way to humanize someone than to show them...
Hey, they could have done that with the monster, too.
Going at themselves hard.
They want to humanize the monster. He's just jerking it.
Well, he's got nothing to jerk. Remember, I just told you he didn't have anything
down. Genitals. Genitalist monster.
There's a shit ton of key lime pie.
Hmm?
Yep. This movie's got it all. There's fingers getting cut off.
Dude, this movie took a fucking left turn from where I expected it to go.
Got everything.
It looked, like in the fucking previews, it looks like a musical.
No music.
It looks like super dramatic.
There are musicals in it.
What was that movie where that dude turned into a bird? It won a shit ton of awards, I'm pretty sure.
The Fly?
No, not The Fly. He turns into a fly in The Fly.
He turns into a bird?
Yeah, it's literally like a couple years ago. The guy's like sick or some shit or like he suffers from depression. Also, there's The Black Swan where the fucking... Oh, yeah, that's what
it is. That's Natalie Portman.
Dude, if someone fucking... Tell me, someone fucking comment on our shit, or I could just look it up right now. We never do this. We're always just talking about shit and never take the time a second to look it up. It's the movie.
It's because we didn't know we were gonna get there. Are you talking about District 9, where he turns into an alien?
No, dude.
He gets infected by the alien and then he turns into an alien.
The movie where the guy turns.
Black Swan is a ballet movie, isn't it?
Yeah, she turns into it. She's like turning into a swan.
She is?
Yeah.
I thought the name of the ballet they were doing was the Black Swan or the Swan Princess or what. I didn't know she was actually turning into a bird.
Is it? It's not Birdman, is it?
That's fucking strange. No, Birdman doesn't turn into a bird. He is a bird superhero. He's a bird-based superhero.
Okay, listen, this movie's sick, and I can't remember the name of it, but in this movie, the guy is suffering from like basically like schizophrenia or like in thinks... And he also has like a terminal illness, I think, maybe. And he's like, thinks he's turning into a bird. It's all psychological. And then, like, at the end, and, like, no one believes him. At the end, he, like, jumps out a window and, like, in front of his family. And, like, the family, like, runs to the window and, like, they look up into the sky. And it's, like, you don't really know if he actually was a bird the whole time or not.
Can I tell you, I fucking hate endings that aren't, like, legit. They don't explain it.
They leave it, like,
open-ended. Open endings.
Really?
Fuck open endings.
Fuck, man. I can't remember this movie. It was really good.
The Shape of Water had an open ending.
Did it?
Yeah.
Do you want to spoil it for people?
No, it worked.
I want to see it.
How do you spoil an open ending? You don't know if they're alive, if they're dead, if they're gay, if they're straight. You don't know.
The swamp monster was gay the whole time.
Everything. No, the swamp. How can the swamp monster be gay?
I don't know. Maybe he's gay.
He's only one.
That's
he doesn't
crazy.
Have any sexual organs. He can't be gay.
He could still have a gender.
He's gender neutral. Literally.
He's, what was someone saying? Oh, there's, some lady that was saying it in, like, a Ben Shapiro fucking rally. I think, or no, it was, Jordan Peterson. She was, like, arguing with Jordan Peterson. I don't know if you know who that is.
I do.
Yeah, and,
he's real, like, he's a Christian guy, right?
Mm.
He's a real right-wing nut.
Yeah, you could say.
He's not a nut, though. He's like kind of, he's got his shit together. He knows what he's talking about.
He's a clinical psychologist at the University of Toronto, I think. Or he might have gotten fired from there by now, actually. But there was some lady at one of his rallies who was like a college professor somewhere in California. And she was trying to argue that she's basically saying that your biological sex has nothing to do with the actual sex organs that you have, which makes no sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
It literally is like, it makes zero sense.
To me, it's all about the chromosomes.
Mm.
You got two X chromosomes, you're a female. You got an X and a Y, you're a male.
If you have a little bit of both.
If you have three chromosomes, then you have Down syndrome. That's what that is, extra chromosomes.
That's just facts.
You're goddamn right.
All right, fuck it. You want to move on to the docket? What do we get on the docket today?
Beer, I guess.
Beer.
We're drinking some Down the Road. We always go to Down the Road because it's fucking quality ass beer.
Yeah, we're changing it up a little bit.
We're drinking, should we say what, both of them?
Yeah, we'll go over the docket.
What are you drinking over there? You got a Wormtown.
Yeah, so our second beer of the day is going to be a beer by Wormtown Brewery. It's their Pro Robust Porter, and it's actually a collab with Medusa Brewing.
Nice. Where's Medusa out of? Don't do that. That's bad.
Sorry. I don't know. Good question. We know Wormtown's out of Worcester, obviously. I got to look up where Medusa's from. But they did a collab on a porter, so I'm sure it's good. Wormtown doesn't put out anything bad.
That's true.
So,
but we don't know about Medusa. They might.
Yeah.
All right, so the first one we're drinking is Cherry Fayborn. Fuck. It's been 2 weeks. I can't talk. Cherry Fayborn. It's a Berliner Weiss. I shall read it, I guess.
Sour, right?
It's a sour. Well, most Weisses are.
Right.
Have you seen that child? The one with wild eyes and tangled hair? They say she speaks to fairies where decent folk see only shadows. Which is no surprise, they are her kin. I don't like the way they write this shit.
Always have trouble reading it.
Because it's, the grammar is, they have all these things I've never seen before. She is Fayborn, birthed among cherry blossoms and blackberry briars. Wild and not of this world. She looks like an old woman. She looks like a young old woman. Very strange. Fayborn Cherry Berliner Weiss is a delicate swirl of juicy cherries and refreshing sour ale. A puckering blast gives way to sweet fruit and closes with a weedy cereal finish. We invite you to escape the mundane and join the fairies and revelous drink far from prying eyes. Prost.
Wow. What goddamn contrast this has with the coffee we just drank. Could not be more opposite of a liquid.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very carbonated.
It's super carbonated. It literally looked like when we poured it, the head was like, it looked like the head of shaken up soda.
Yes. I don't like sours.
This is fucking good.
I like this.
This is good.
It's a mild sour. It's not over the cherry. Cherry's not really there, though.
This is tart as shit. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, and the cherry's not overpowering.
What is it? What is it? I'm not getting a taste. I'm getting sour.
Our fucking taste buds are so thrown off right now because you're used to drinking the IPAs.
I'm really just tasting sour. It is tart.
It's the same color as the, I think it was the acid. It was the acid whatever that we had from Bentwater.
Pouring this out, I knew it was a sour just the way it looked.
It looks like grapefruit juice. Looks like carbonated grapefruit juice.
Is that the color of grapefruit juice?
Yeah.
It's a little bit orangey, yeah.
Like real ass grapefruit juice. This is weird.
Yeah, I don't know how to judge this. All
right, let's break it down then. Let's fucking go methodical. Whenever I'm supposed to read an EKG, interpret a rhythm strip, I always jump ahead of myself. My teacher always says, break it down, do it methodically.
And I have a problem with that too. Not EKG strips.
But
I'm always like three steps ahead of where I should be.
Right. Okay. Let's go over the aroma.
Okay.
Smells, smells a little dusty to me.
Dusty?
Yeah.
That could just be the glass.
It probably is. I'm just fucking inhaling straight dust, lint, and shit right now.
I didn't wash it from the last time we used it 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
so.
You didn't?
No. Oh. I did, but I didn't wash it until today.
Okay. Well, my nose picked up on that.
I'm not really smelling anything.
Well, it's not super overpowering smell like you're going to get with an IPA or something. Or any other like regular beer. Yeah, put your nose in that can.
It smells better out of the can. I can't smell it out of these glasses. I had the same problem last week.
It's weird.
That was like 10 seconds of me just smelling out of the can.
It was cute. All right, what about...
The cherry's there when I smell it out of the can.
Out of the can, yeah.
Smells like a
dude. It still
woman.
Smells dusty to me. I can't get over that. And it doesn't taste dusty. It tastes good.
All right.
It tastes like a fucking.
Let me actually. There's a dusty smell to it.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
I'm glad it's not me.
I still gotta fucking force myself to start drinking wine. And I think this is gonna be like the bridge to me doing that.
This has a real cidery taste to it.
Mm.
It's very much like a sparkling cider.
Mmm. Good call, dude.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, like a sparkling grapefruit cider.
Right.
If there was such a thing.
Yeah, there's no apple, so it's...
Yeah, but it's like main shit's like grapefruit.
Yeah, it's real. It's kind of sugary. It is sweet for a sour.
What was the alcohol content? It tastes like it would be high.
You're goddamn right. It could be. I didn't check.
It doesn't fucking say.
Oh, it's super high. 4.5% alcohol by volume.
It tastes high, though, doesn't it?
No, I don't taste any of the alcohol.
Maybe it's just like
not boozy at all for me.
Maybe it's just like the fermented fruit that makes it taste like that to me.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a fermentedness to it.
Yeah. They probably did that on purpose. They probably fermented and made it alcoholic on purpose.
Well, that's what it is.
Pretty good insight. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Someone asked me if I could do them a favor right now, but then they said, never mind. I got it.
Sketchy.
So I couldn't.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait to start drinking wine, man. I can't wait till I'm like 55 years old and I'm just at the dinner table just crushing wine.
Red wine or white wine?
Red. I'm fucking. Yeah.
Someone told me red wine makes the blood flow better.
Yeah.
On both genders.
Aphrodisiac.
Male and female.
It has to be.
It gets the penis very hard. It's very vascular. And it gets the vagina very moist.
Oh my god.
It prepares you
yo.
For the intercourse.
Right. I think that's what we got when you said it.
At 50, which you said you probably need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like wine.
You probably will then, maybe.
Why? You don't know shit about me. That's only 20 years away.
Yeah.
I've lived longer than that.
Yeah, but that's a lot. Like, once you have kids, I feel like you're just like, fuck it, I need wine.
Well, see, I say, fuck it, I need beer.
I just want to be an old dude just sipping wine and fucking having a nice fucking just argument with my... disrespectful son at a dinner table.
I don't want to be classy drinking wine. I want to fucking drink it straight out the bottle. like a wino.
Have you ever been drunk off wine? Not right.
No.
Me neither.
I don't like it. I guess it sucks waking up after you drink wine.
Yeah, the hangover is supposed to be brutal, but the drunk is supposed to be nice and like a bubbly drunk.
Do you get different drunks from different...
That's what people say. People say, oh, tequila makes me take my clothes off. And like tequila, I go crazy. Everyone fucking says that.
Well...
Dude, when I...
Trying to think if there's ever actually, been, a time when I've taken my clothes off because I was drunk. I don't think there's ever been a time.
He's like, I'm drunk. Fuck it. Pants are coming off.
But I don't think I've ever gotten drunk off tequila. I've gotten drunk off of whiskey, vodka, rum, beer. I think that's it.
Ooh, vodka drunk. I feel like that takes a sharp turn.
I get this weird Russian accent.
Every fucking girl, dude, they're like, I fucking love getting drunk off tequila. I go fucking crazy. Me and my bitches go crazy when we drink tequila.
Is that how they get white girl wasted?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, one time I got real drunk off of... I think it was a spiked lemonade.
How fucking old were you?
29.
Yo, that shit will hit you fast. Actually, this kid I know, he's diabetic, and all he drinks is Twisted Teas. Probably the worst thing you could drink.
Dude, that's so sugary.
It's awful.
It was this one over here. The Fresh Island. Is that what that says?
Fisher Island Lemonade.
Yeah. That shit'll get you fucked up. Oh, it's like 9% alcohol by volume.
It has vodka in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I have that with you?
Yeah, we tried it at the Depot Liquors.
Dude, that shit was fire.
It was so good.
Yeah, and then you bought some, right?
Yeah, and then I chugged them and I was slammed.
Fucked. Yeah, you and Binks, didn't you?
Yeah.
Dude, I got to get that this summer.
I can't wait to get some more.
That shit's so dangerous. Straight, what was it, lemonade?
It was just lemonade and vodka.
Oh, okay.
9% alcohol by volume, and it goes down like water.
I thought it was like something different about it. I'm just trying to spiked. I don't know. What are the spiked seltzers? Like, what's that?
I don't know. I don't like seltzer. You like seltzer. It's probably like 6.
Yeah.
It's probably like a regular beer.
But it's not, is it spiked with a vodka?
I've never gotten close enough to tell you.
I think it must be. I actually never even thought about that before. Those spiked seltzers are pretty dangerous. Hate to admit it, but I've had them when I went rock climbing this past summer, and they're pretty fun. It was a pretty good time. Anyways, BTT...
Hashtag BTTB.
What do you think?
Overall?
Mm-hmm.
I wish it had more cherry flavor to it. I want to add like grenadine or something to it to give it a little bit more of that cherryness.
Yeah, I was expecting that. And I'm not disappointed that it's not super cherry over the top.
But I want a little bit more. I could actually even probably go for a little bit more sour.
Yeah.
It's not that sour.
It hit me at first pretty hard because I just had the coffee, but now I'm used to it.
The carbonation fades off very quickly too.
You know what? I'm actually glad it's not too cherry because it would run the risk of like being overpowered. Sorry. It tastes like cough medicine. Or like that. Yeah, if you added grenadine to it, that's like a fake cherry flavor. I hate that.
I just want like a little bit.
That shit would end up tasting like fucking Tylenol.
I love Tylenol. I take Tylenol just for the hell of it.
Dude, I used to just hate taking Tylenol as a kid.
I take ibuprofen.
Remember drinking Tylenol as a kid?
Drinking?
Or you know what I mean? Taking it.
Tylenol's like liquid. It's a pill.
Liquid Tylenol as like a child.
No, I don't remember that.
What?
I don't think I ever took liquid
Tylenol. You
just
never got fevers or anything?
I took Robitussin.
Robitussin?
Yeah.
That's not safe for children.
I wasn't a regular child.
Dude, that's why you're so fucked up.
Dude, the fucking...
That's why you're so chaotic your whole life. You've been robo-tripping since you were 6.
Cold medicine, you take it when you have a cold. Doesn't matter how old you are.
You're supposed to take children's Tylenol.
I took a little bit less.
No, you took Robitussin, which has fucking codeine in it.
Fuck yeah.
You're a fucking maniac. One time, did I ever tell you about the time I took too much NyQuil my freshman year of college?
No.
Really?
Sounds like a terrific story. Did you fall asleep immediately?
Oh, I got no, which was bad. So this is what happened. Freshman year of college, I went to UMass Amherst. It was in my dorm, and little did I know, I got bronchitis, but I would develop bronchitis after this every year around like the fall time.
Now, for all those who don't know, bronchitis is a bronchial infection.
Right. Inflammation of the bronchioles. Thank you. So, the bronchi. So after like a week of coughing and getting no sleep, like every night, I probably got like 2 hours of sleep a night because it was just so brutal.
Dude, that's life, man.
Oh, it sucked.
2 hours of sleep, bro.
I know. Well, this was freshman year and it was pussy me when I was used to sleeping like 12 hours a night.
12 hours a night?
Dude, I used to sleep so much.
That's half the fucking day.
So goddamn much, man. I couldn't function on less than 10 hours of sleep, but that's besides the point.
God damn it. I wish faces were translatable through podcasts because that was Jesus Christ.
Your eyebrow just went up to your hairline.
That's real high.
So I was like, I think maybe my dad or someone told me to go get NyQuil. So I fucking went to like the campus store, bought NyQuil, and I like took some. I don't know how much to take. I took like the regular full like cap of serve. You know how they have like the measuring cup thing?
I do.
Yeah, took that, and I was like, you know, like 20 minutes later, I was like, this fucking shit isn't working. I'm still fucking coughing.
You swigged it?
I was like, dude, this sucks. So I like took a swig, and then fucking was like still coughing, felt wicked bad for my roommate. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go down to the lounge and hang out down there. I went down there and brought the bottle of NyQuil. So then I'm sitting down there and I can't sleep. I just can't fucking sleep. And for whatever fucking reason, this is what you do when you're a freshman in college. You don't just try things. You like try things to the max. That's why every college kid just gets shit faced. They can't like find that happy medium of buzzed. So I fucking like took another massive swig and literally half the bottle was gone.
Dope.
Like exactly half the bottle.
Did you hallucinate?
Dude. So next thing I know, I'm waking up on the, what did I say I went down to? What's it called?
Like I don't know.
Fucking lounge.
The community room?
Yeah, like the community room in the dorm. So I'm waking up in the dorm to a fucking vacuum. And I look up, and meanwhile, I brought like a bunch of snacks down and shit, and there were like wrappers everywhere. But I wake up, and all the wrappers and shit, everything is cleaned up. Everything's gone. Oh, it's just
see,
me
laying
there.
That's the worst
right
there. That would make me feel so bad.
Yeah. It's just me laying there, and the janitor is vacuuming, and there's just a half-empty bottle of NyQuil sitting on the fucking table in front of me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where am I? And he's just vacuuming, just looking at me, like shaking his head. So, because
he thinks you're a fucking drug addict, sipping the scissor.
Dude, literally half the bottle of NyQuil I downed in like 30 minutes. So I get up and I'm like, holy fuck. And all I remember is I walked outside and it was like, you know, it was a morning. The sun was like beaming. And I looked at the dorm like wall, the outside wall. It was like this brick wall. And it was fucking doing the wave just up and down. And I'm like, I got wicked nervous. I was like, oh shit. I took way too much of that. I didn't feel right until like that night. Like the whole day, walls were moving and shit. It was crazy.
We got to get some cough syrup.
That shit is bad.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
In the best way possible.
People. Didn't Lil Wayne like have some fucking seizures and shit because he takes too much of that?
I don't know if it's because of, is that an after effect?
I don't know. I don't know. He's been doing it for a year, so God knows how bad he's fucked
himself up. I just assumed he had epilepsy.
I don't think he has epilepsy. He probably has a seizure disorder that he developed from like fucking his body up so bad. But
it's the way that medicine can hurt you.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation, folks.
Dude, it was so wild, man. And I was like, holy shit. I took way too much. And then after that,
you never took it again?
No, I not that I like developed an addiction to it, but I like really, really needed it to fall asleep for like the next like probably week or so. I had to take it every night. I try, like, even when my cough was like fading, I had to take some because
Once the cough was gone, you didn't need it anymore.
Yeah, I just weaned myself off of it basically. But I literally like almost developed like an addiction to it within like a night.
Like, that's what highs will do. The fuck's it?
Yeah, like euphoria.
Euphoria, but your brain releases.
Like the endorphins.
Cortisol.
Serotonin.
That's it. Serotonin.
Yeah.
And you're like.
Yeah. And dude, codeine is the same. It's the same as. It acts on the same receptors as heroin, as opiates. Sorry, I keep playing with the cord. I know. I'm nervous because we're talking about heroin. I don't want to do it right now.
Well, you can't because we don't have any in this household.
Damn. But yeah, it's an antitussive, which means it stops people from coughing.
It's so weird that you know all that shit.
So if you ask someone on heroin if they can cough,
heroin
sometimes they can't.
Was created as a cure for morphine addiction.
It's just way worse than morphine.
True fact.
It's actually, it's just like the same thing, but. So yeah.
But the retards back then didn't know that. Yeah. They're like, oh, this'll work.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, it's fucking cheaper and it hits the streets. And then here we are years later with an opioid epidemic.
I don't think it affected me at all.
Mm-mm. No, you're clean as fuck.
Goddamn right.
I got some facial hair right now.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's not great.
I got some terrific craving, sheen.
Craving sheen?
Yeah, shaving cream.
That was cute.
It's been a while, man, since I've actually had to talk.
I know. I was thinking that on the way over here. I came over with no radio on and I was just practicing my vocals.
Oh, dude, I should have done that. I should have done that when I was in the shower, but instead I was thinking about music.
Really?
I've been getting back into music.
I wanted to talk to you about this today.
Okay, talk to me about it.
All right. First off, you want to get to our next beer because I want to start drinking it.
All right.
You don't even have to, but...
No, that's a good idea.
I want to start drinking it. All right, guys. Our next beer is Pro, a robust porter by Wormtown Brewery. It is brewed with Valley Malt, bourbon barrel stave smoked barley. It's 7.8 alcohol percent by volume. What's up?
We have to give the number.
Oh, of the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I don't like this beer. I got mine. I don't know if you've got yours.
Yeah, I have mine.
You can go first because mine's written down.
Okay. I think it's an 79.
I gave it an 80. So it'll be an 80.
I'm going to stop doing that, dude. People are going to get suspicious.
It's weird though, right?
People are really going to get suspicious.
Yeah, but it's like there. Like I already had it typed in.
Did you hear me almost say 80?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like 81, and I was going to be like, oh, well.
I literally was going to say 81, but then I changed it to 79.
All right, so.
Okay. So,
Cherry Fayborn.
Down the road, Cherry what?
Cherry Fayborn.
Cherry Fayborn.
Berliner Weiss gets an 80.
An 80 by the Brusader.
Solid.
So, on to our next, Wormtown, the Robust Porter. It's 7.8%. percent alcohol by volume, 55 IBUs, and I'll read the back. It's a Medusa collab. Pro Porter, the next evolution of our Pro-Am collaboration with Keith Antool. Since we last brewed Pro-Am Porter, he has founded and built Medusa Brewing Company in Hudson, Mass., rightfully earning this brew the name Pro Porter. As both of our breweries are planning major expansions, what better way to celebrate than by brewing a beer together again? Using Valley Malt Bourbon Barrel Stave Smoked Barley. Fucking say that three times. With an amped up robust porter grist. This beer has a rich, roasty, and lightly smoked flavor. Hope you enjoy. Brewed in small batches, must be refrigerated. Good for them. I haven't had a sip yet, have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Fucking, it tastes really like malty.
Oh my.
Burnt. The vanilla's there.
Coffee.
It's kind of got like a booziness to it.
Mm.
I don't know what booze it is, though. It doesn't taste like a bourbon or a whiskey.
Dude, there's a lot going on in this beer.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of stuff.
It was like sensory overload.
This is going to hurt my stomach, I think.
How much? Oh, mine's already hurting. Would you want a Zantac?
No, I'm fine.
Zantac 150?
Hey.
I take two or three of those a day.
You know if someone's having an allergic reaction, you can give them Benadryl, and then if... On top of that, you can give them Zantac. It helps.
Does it?
There's antihistamine properties in Zantac.
I take it because my stomach acid is trying to kill me.
Mm. That's
good. I saw a doctor about it, and she was like, you know, let's schedule an endoscopy. And I said, yeah, let's do that. And then I never did.
You never went?
Yeah.
What did you want to know? The alcohol percentage?
Yeah, give me the...
7.8.
Oh, that's not bad. It tastes a lot worse than that.
You think it tastes more boozy?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just the fact that it's a fucking super powerful beer.
I think it's the vanilla. The vanilla's real, real strong in it.
Yeah. Vanilla's so overpowering.
And it's...
Like, when you add too much of it.
I associate it with alcohol, too, because the kids, they go to the grocery store and they buy vanilla extract and they get drunk off of it.
What?
Yeah, I think that's what they do.
You sure it's not Listerine?
Well, they might do that too, but I think vanilla extract gets you more drunk.
Vanilla extract? Is there alcohol in it?
Well, I'm going to look it up.
Do it up, dude, because imagine fucking trying to drink vanilla extract. It's so goddamn strong.
It's so delicious.
It comes in like tiny little vials.
I know.
Because it's so goddamn strong. I mean, you might put some in your French toast, maybe your pancakes, but drink that shit? Ugh.
In the United States, in order for a vanilla extract to be called pure, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration requires that the solution contains a minimum of 35% alcohol and 100% grams of vanilla beans per liter.
Wow. So 30? I had no idea.
So a third, yeah. Can you get drunk by drinking vanilla extract?
Well, yeah, it has alcohol in it, so you'd have to drink a lot of it, but you have to. Does it come in bigger sizes?
It comes in
than
different
those
sizes,
little,
yeah.
Little vials. Oh.
Super expensive, though.
What? Yeah, what? You could drink anything else, and it would be better than that.
I don't know.
To get drunk. Anything else.
Dude. I mean, vanilla extract is meant to be consumed, not in those
I'd
portions,
rather drink.
But
toilet wine from the Middlesex County Jail.
But Listerine, you're not supposed to drink. You're supposed to spit that shit out. You'll get drunk off it, but you're also going to get real sick too. That's going to tear up your stomach.
Dude, I can't imagine.
At least vanilla is
getting
a spice. It's a bean.
Oh my God. It's probably good for you.
That's probably not good for you, but.
Vanilla bean? It's definitely not good to drink fucking straight vanilla extract. That's disgusting.
It's got this has a super burnt, like a caramel sugar taste to it. If you need to get that, feel free.
No, it's fine.
I've been getting mine, so it's okay.
I'm getting your what?
My phone. I've been answering it.
Oh. I don't think it's. I don't taste as like
you don't.
The
you're not smelling
as you.
No.
No.
And I love a burnt. I like my steak burnt. I like it charred. Only on the outside. The inside has to be alive.
You like it super raw on the inside?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You can do that, right?
I'm bomb at that. I'm really good. I'm a really good cook.
Yeah.
You walked in and I was making guacamole.
I know. I was thinking on the way over here, what the fuck is in guacamole? I've never thought about what went into it besides lime and salt. That's the only ingredients I could think of.
I was going to use lemon instead of the lime.
No.
Give it a little twist.
Bad idea.
You say that, but I've had a guacamole with a lemon in it.
Ugh.
And it was delightful. It was a real treat.
You were putting tomatoes, onions.
Yep.
What else?
Garlic.
Garlic. Interesting.
Minced garlic.
It's been a big couple of years for avocados.
Why, they're really only in... You see them used three ways. Eaten as an avocado, someone spooning it out of the shell.
You don't see that too often.
Well, you're right, you don't.
I've seen someone take a bite of an... I have a video of my friend taking a bite out of an avocado like it's an apple.
That's gross.
Yep.
And then you see it in guacamole, the go-to. And then you see people cutting it in slices and putting it on hamburgers.
Or toast.
And sandwiches.
No, but here's the thing, dude. You might not know, but hipster, the big...
I don't know. I hate hipsters.
Okay, so a big part of the hipster cuisine. I would say hipster type of cuisine. Let me fucking break down this fucking hipster cuisine for you right now. This is going in the show notes, too. Dave Caggiano breaks down the hipster cuisine.
That's what I'm going
to
write.
All right? Because listen to this. Off the top of my head... Avocado toast is a staple in the hipster cuisine. That's the fucking hipster breakfast right there, avocado toast.
What the fuck? I like butter on my toast with some cinnamon sugar.
Well, yeah, because you're a normal human being. Now, I got to hand it to them. Avocado. Hipsters don't have a bad cuisine. They got tasty cuisine. Their breakfast is avocado toast, 100%. I'm trying to think anything else to go along with it for breakfast? Nah, probably not.
An egg?
But it's going to be like... You could put an egg. Ooh, egg on avocado toast. Ooh, that's
a fried
good.
Egg.
So,
dude, I make the fucking bombest food ever.
Yeah, you do make good food, dude. I'll give you that. Here's the thing. You got to make the bread on avocado toast has to be sprouted grains bread.
Fuck that.
It needs to be kept in the freezer. That's the type of bread that needs to be kept in the freezer. You feel me?
It has to be kept in the freezer until you're going to eat it. You don't put it back in the freezer after that.
Yeah, you keep it in there.
You're not supposed to.
Well, that's where I keep my sprouted grains.
Sprouted bread can get moldy in the freezer.
Yeah, but it's less likely.
It ruins the integrity of the bread too, freezing it.
Yeah, I did that with coffee before. I put it in the fridge and I didn't know you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah, that takes away all the flavor.
Yeah, that ruins the integrity of it. Fucking amateur move.
I'm talking the physical integrity of the bread, though. Like, it falls apart better. Better is not what I was looking for, but...
But more. We use big words around here.
More.
More.
More better.
Okay, so hipster breakfast is avocado toast, for sure. On sprouted grains, bread...
Is it spread or is it just sliced and placed?
I think it's more of, that's more of like a, I've seen it both ways. I think it's more of like a sliced and placed.
Can I tell you something? This is my first time ever cutting an avocado and preparing it.
It's good. I like cutting an avocado.
So cutting it down the middle, the way you're supposed to, and then smacking the fucking seed or whatever thing.
The fucking bowling ball that's in there.
Out of it. That felt good.
Yeah.
I felt good. Made me feel like I was a professional.
90% of an avocado is just that fucking brown golf ball that's inside there.
That percentage isn't accurate.
No, but it's a big percentage. The thing's ridiculous. I'd say maybe a ridiculous pit.
Maybe 15 to 20%.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. I don't know, off the top of my head, hipster lunch. Don't really know. Wow, that was a good neck crack. Don't really know.
Thank you.
Will be hipster lunch, but hipster dinner is 100%. Korean barbecue.
Dude, I was going to say hipster lunch is ramen.
Ramen?
Ramen noodles.
Yeah, but like high class ramen that you pay like way too much for.
With a soft boiled egg.
Yeah.
Dude, I love soft boiled eggs. You ever have a soft boiled egg?
No.
Dude, I'm not a hipster, but I make that for myself.
Yeah.
But I don't pay expensive money for it. I take the 15 cent package. I boil that shit up.
Yeah.
I soft boil my egg and I cut it right down the middle so it drips into the ramen.
How do you know when it's soft boiled?
You just have to guess. It's something you
That's
just
so risky.
It's something you just know.
So basically, it's when the white is cooked, but the yolk is uncooked.
Right,
dude. That's goddamn possible.
I do it all the time. It's not.
You're a fucking whiz, dude. I guarantee you, Mario Batali couldn't figure that shit out.
It's everyone can do it.
That's wild, bro. I'm literally actually blown away by how good of a cook
it's
you are.
It's basically just beyond poached egg. Although a poached egg, you crack it open and put it in.
Well, you put it into boiling water, cracked open.
Cracked open in a, yeah.
That's a weird thing.
That is weird.
What, do you put it through a strainer after?
No, why would you do that?
You just like scoop it out?
You scoop it out.
Oh. It stays together? I feel like it would just mix around the water.
No, it's got the binding stuff. It keeps it together.
Oh.
Something I like to do, actually, is I'll crack it open into like a ladle and put it in that way. So it really stays together better.
What is the point of that? What does it come out like? I've never had a poached egg.
It comes out like a fried egg, but a little bit more well done. It's covered better. I don't know. I use it on, it's for Eggs Benedict.
Yeah. Oh, I've had that before.
Yeah. That's a poached egg usually.
Poached fucking Eggs Benedict is bomb. So I have had a poached egg. Well, I'm pretty fucking stupid. yeah. Is ramen the same as pho? Pho? Technically it's called
pho. I've never had pho, pho, fi, 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 fo, fum. I've never had that shit.
Yeah, I think it's that's like noodles. You know what I mean? But that's a good hipster lunch. It's a really good example.
There's a place in Salem called Kokoshi.
Kokoshi.
And they got like ramen and stuff, and I want to go there.
That was you. Oh, no, it wasn't you. There's a Korean barbecue place on Lynn Street in South Peabody, right next to the 7-Eleven there.
There's a Korean. I went to a Korean barbecue. We talked about it last episode.
Really?
Gayu Kaka?
Oh, they cooked in front of you?
No, you cook in front of you.
Oh, that's right. You cook. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that bullshit.
It was fun.
But yeah, hipster dinner is definitely Korean barbecue. Or like a food truck.
How about sushi? Is that no longer hipster?
Yeah, hipsters are like past that now.
Dude, I fucking love sushi.
Me too. So good. But I think hipsters still like their sushi, but it's like not hipster enough.
I hate
for them
hipsters.
Anymore. Sushi's become too mainstream for hipsters.
They wear cardigans and I hate it.
Yeah. Fucking animals, dude. They're just a bunch of fucking animals. They need to be put down. A bunch of fucking stray dogs.
Now I'm starving.
I know, me too. I'm fucking so hungry.
I want to make ramen with an egg now.
All right, BTTB.
Hashtag.
What do you think?
Dude, there's too much going on. Like, I like the effort put into it. But I find this a lot with collabs. There's usually too much going on.
Yeah, they both
have an idea and a means to get there, but I don't think they're exactly together on what the final result should be. And I think you get something like this where there's just, I feel like there's like 1,000 things going on in my mouth right now.
Their back end is very, I really taste the bourbon on the back.
I'm not getting any bourbon. Vanilla. It doesn't taste like bourbon. It's boozy, but not a bourbon booze
really
to me.
That, it tastes like that to me. It's fucking crazy, dude. The coffee taste to me is like in the middle. I'm working from the backwards, from back to front right now. I got like a vanilla bean coffee in the middle.
The coffee's really prevalent, and it's not the coffee I drink. It's mixed with cream and sugar.
It's like dark, like oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say like it's like a Sumatran Reserve coffee.
No, I like a nice dark roast coffee. I prefer a light roast because light roast has more caffeine.
Really?
Yeah, because when you cook it, when you roast it, you're roasting the caffeine out of it.
Is that true?
True. Come on, man. I'm a wealth of information.
I always drink dark roast because I'm like, oh, there's more caffeine.
You're wrong. That's why breakfast blends and stuff are usually medium to light.
What? Yeah.
Come on, Ked.
I had, did I say this the other week too? I think I had Pike's Peak coffee from Starbucks.
Not a huge fan, but I don't hate it.
It's fucking good.
I don't like Starbucks. I think they burn all
like
their
what
coffee.
They stand for? Oh.
I don't give a fuck what people stand
they
for.
They burn their espresso a lot. That's for sure.
And no one really stands for anything.
That's a good point. No one stands for anything now. We stand for shit.
They're a corporation. No, that's, I mean, sure, we do until you give me enough. If you give me enough money, I'll stand for whatever you want me to stand for.
I'll stand to the left. I'll stand to the right.
Fucking goddamn right. Big time sellout over here.
Yeah. You just made a nice score today on TeePublic from sales.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let the listeners know what you scored.
Oh, they don't need to know.
But it was a big score.
I get that paper.
Yeah, this is, I think people really like this. I'm telling you right now. I
don't. We're going to be way off, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to give this a high rating.
Yeah, I'm not giving it a high rating. I've already got my rating in my phone here.
Really?
And it's not high.
I'm giving this a high rating. I think there's people that I know that like porters that would love this. Fucking love this. They're like, oh,
it doesn't
it's
have,
so interesting.
To me, it doesn't have the texture of a porter either.
Really? Like physical texture?
That mouthfeel isn't, mouth? It's not rich enough.
Ooh, good point. It's not thick.
It's like a, it almost falls like an IPA, like an ale.
Yeah, it's thin.
Down the throat, yeah. Down the gullet.
I agree with that. My mouth is so sour.
So
right
you smell it.
You fucking drink it.
It's growing on me, but not enough for me to change my score. I would never buy this. I would never order this. I would never have it again.
Really? I think it's really good for people that like porters. I have my score.
I got mine.
Mine is an 86.
Mine's a 68.
Which even when we're off, we're on.
Isn't that crazy?
Even when we're off, we're fucking on each other. Just fucking on top of each other.
77. This is a C+ beer. And I think that's perfect. You obviously don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's low rated.
I don't like it. And it's, I'm trying to be fair. I think there's way too much going on. I get what they were going for, but I think they missed the mark.
You know, I can see what you're saying. Like even in the little description in the front, there's too much going on. Brewed with valley malt, bourbon barrel, stave, smoked barley.
Right.
It's just way too complicated. Words. Too many words. Valley malt, bourbon barrel, stave, smoked barley.
My fingers smell like a mixture of red onion, garlic, and lime, and it's fucking unbelievable.
Maddie, keep your fucking personal business to yourself.
I can't help but smell the fingers.
You've been a... All right, never mind. Let's say you've been a dirty boy today.
Not yet.
I scared the fuck out of an old lady today.
Oh, tell me about it.
So,
I hate old people.
As you can see on my feet, I'm wearing moccasins.
She thought you were a Native American and you were going to scalp her.
She's like, woo! She was so old, she remembered the French-Indian War.
She was looking for that peace pipe.
little known fact, or maybe it's commonly known, I don't really know. Native Americans invented...
Could you do me a favor?
What's up?
On this podcast, we say Indians.
Okay. Correcting me to be less politically correct.
Thank you.
I like it. It's the most Maddie thing that's ever happened on this podcast.
Dude, they teach you in school. They're like the Indians. And you even said the French and Indian War.
I know. That's what it's officially called. I don't. Dude, I call them both.
Why?
Because I don't give a fuck.
They also went, whoa, 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 whoa.
They didn't even do that.
Yes, they did. I saw a fucking John Wayne film where they were doing it. So they must have done it.
When there were a bunch of Italians dressed up like Indians.
Yeah.
Legit, dude. I remember there's this one episode of the Three Stooges where they like run into Native Americans. And it's like, they're the least Native American looking people you'll ever see. They're just straight up guineas dressed in like fucking robes.
They got like gold chains around their neck.
Yeah, they're like, you fucking shoot my bow and arrow. Get off my fucking canoe, you fucking mook. So what the fuck was I just saying? Oh yeah, I scared an old lady. Yep. Scared the fuck out of her. Yeah, so Indians wore moccasins, one because like that's just what they wore, but they like made them specifically to be like quiet, right?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they're like silent shoes. Now these ones have like a plastic rubbery bottom, so they're
so you can
kind of loud
better.
But yeah, but they're still quiet in general. They're a quiet shoe.
It's not a shoe, it's a slipper.
Right, slipper, my bad. So there's this lady that lives in the apartment below me. She's old as fuck and deaf as fuck. And then, which is in contrast, the lady that lives above me is loud as and wild as fuck.
So you got a young person above you?
She's like, no, she's like in her 50s, like probably 40s, and like and is like a manager, or works at Dunkin' Donuts.
Midlife crisis right
yeah.
now?
And she, in the first week she moved in, she was in a fucking screaming match with someone on the phone, and it sucked. And then she yelled at me for, she thought I called the association on her or something. I don't know. So that's a whole other story. So the lady lives below me is old as fuck and deaf as fuck. And one thing I like to do when I see her out in the parking lot or I see her walking around is I like to play this little game where I like to see how close I can get to her without her noticing me.
That's a super fun game.
And sometimes I get almost in her.
I mean, what do you touch her if you can get?
That's how close I get. I get so close, I'm a part of her family, basically.
You should like hide something on her every time you get close enough to.
Just take a piece of lint off me and put it on her.
And anything, like a kick me sign. That'd be fucking
that'd
unbelievable.
Be so bad. That'd be so mean. I think that's elder abuse.
Who gives a fuck?
But today I was just walking. She was walking out to her car and I was walking behind her. And not only is she deaf and I do this all the time, but today I had my goddamn moccasins on. I literally could have crawled inside her ear and taken over her brain and she would have had no idea. And
it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I always get so close to her.
I do that with regular boots on.
It's like work boots.
Yeah, dude, I can do that with anything. Everyone's like, how do you sneak up on me? I'm like, I'm very sneaky.
Mad silent walker.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I like to be as creepy as I can.
Yeah, you do a good job of it, too.
Who doesn't? It's so funny when you, like, freak someone out.
Yeah.
I just get so much enjoyment from that. When someone's like, how the fuck did you get there? They're like, how long have you been standing there? I'm like, I've been here for, like, 5 minutes.
I hate that. How many times in your life have people said to you, how long have you been standing there?
A lot.
People say it to you, and no one's ever said that to
me. I aim for that.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate when people silently enter a situation.
It's not even just about like your foot. It's about the angle of pursuit. There's more to it than just.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you're out of their peripheral.
Yeah.
Dude, there's so much to it.
Some people are so oblivious.
And if you're doing it on one
fucking
person.
I could kill the fuck out of this lady if I ever wanted to, dude.
Dude, I could kill the fuck out of anybody.
Just because of your angle, quote, angle
of
pursuit.
It's all the angle of pursuit, man. I learned it in football.
John Cena's just like taking notes from you.
Why is John Cena taking notes?
You can't see me.
Oh, god damn it, you're right.
I just made a fucking wrestling reference that you didn't fucking pick up on. That was great.
So yeah, you just have to make sure that if there's another person involved and you're not sneaking up on them, you have to make sure that they're okay with you sneaking up on the other person.
Yeah.
You have to create an accomplice with your eyes.
I hate people that sneak up
on
people.
Can you do that? Can you create an accomplice with your eyes?
Yeah, I'll give you the look right now. You ready? All right, say I'm like entering a room. I go like this.
Nope. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why?
Because you're
like, that was a don't notice I'm here look.
I'd be like, check out this guy. I'd be like, check out this fucker.
No, say there's say the doorknob over there is a guy, right? And I'm going to sneak up on him and you're right there. You see me, obviously. He's facing the other way. I'd be like, this is how I entered the situation.
That could work, but
yeah, that's good.
You got to be like this. You got to do it with your hands. You got to just gently put your hands up.
But you said use your eyes.
Well, you can use your eyes too, but it's in the eyes too. You got to be. You have to be kind.
Ooh, you're so calming.
You have to have kind eyes.
Yeah,
you have to be welcoming.
Yeah, you had really calming.
You were like, you looked like, crazy.
I couldn't hide my excitement for sneaking up on that doorknob.
It's really a lot of fun.
Maddie Kind Eyes. It's the new fucking nickname, bro.
Sometimes, yeah. You got to be able to manipulate everyone around you.
Maddie Manipulator.
God damn it. Every word starts with an M, huh?
Ayo. Oh, man. So, yeah, I snuck up on that lady. It was pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but you didn't do anything. You just snuck up on her.
I know. She never noticed I was there. That was the funniest part.
I mean, that's like really like...
She got into her car and went about her day and at this very moment, never knew that there was someone a mere foot behind her. That's crazy, bro.
She should be terrified at all times. She should go through life being afraid.
You think that's ever happened to you?
That someone's ever... No, I'm constantly darting around.
Dude, do you think you've ever been walking through like woods and someone's seen you and like you don't know that they're there? And right now,
dude,
you
this
have
is gonna
no
be...
idea.
I watch, no idea, I watch the shadows around me. I'm
bro,
dead serious.
It's
like,
happened
I'm
to
constantly
you.
Looking and I'm like watching shadows and stuff.
Heads on a swivel.
I take notes of like my surroundings. I'm really aware. I'm but, paranoid though. Like I'm legitimately crazy.
I do get nervous in the supermarket.
Do I?
Yeah.
Why would I?
I don't know.
Dude, I constantly like I'm always checking my back pocket too to make sure no one's pickpocketed me.
Bro, what?
Dude, yeah, dude, I told you, I'm fucking crazy.
We're not in fucking Barcelona, Spain. No one's going to pickpocket you. Yeah. No one does that in America.
I want to learn how to do it.
I feel like it's like Times Square in like Europe is where pickpockets
and
happen.
And Vegas.
Is it pickpocket?
Vegas is actually where I developed that habit.
It's pickpocket, right?
Yeah, because you're picking something out of the pocket.
It's not pit pocket?
No.
Pit? Yeah, I always used to think it was pit pocket.
Well, it's not.
I was used to up until 3 seconds ago, about.
That's a good skill to have.
Pickpocketing?
Like, I've got the sneaking. I just don't have the...
Yeah, the coordination.
Finesse.
Yeah. People are pretty good at it.
A lot of it's misdirection, though. Like, if someone you don't know bumps into you, check your wallet immediately.
Yeah. How the fuck does that... That's crazy. Or like usually they do it in teams, right? Like one person will cause a distraction and then another will pickpocket you.
So one person will bump into you,
mm-hmm.
whatever, pickpocket you, and then hand it off.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, people do that when they like steal from stores too.
If someone ever pickpocketed me, all they would get is a handful of Brusader's business cards.
That's all you keep on you?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, sick. More valuable than money. Yes.
Fuck yeah. I love this podcast.
A lot of couples, like husband and wife couples, will go into stores. Like I know people, when that TJ Maxx was in West Peabody, people used to steal from it all the fucking time.
How so?
Because they have, just like a lot of supermarkets, I think, they have a policy where they can't confront people. I mean, I don't know what it's like there.
I know one that doesn't have that policy.
Really?
Yeah.
But, yeah, their policy was, like, don't... My mom was in there one time, and he saw a husband and wife, like, blatantly stuffing purses into their fucking jacket and just walking out with them.
What?
And she was, like, told the people that work there, and they were like, oh, yeah, like, we can't... Like, they were, like, still in the store.
It's like, what do you want me to do about it?
They literally couldn't even confront them.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Because they could have a gun on them.
It's a
safety
TJ
thing.
TJ Maxx, the company, doesn't give a fuck about if their employees get shot. They just know that if the guy ditches the purses somehow and then you accuse him of it, you get sued for accusing someone of stealing and then you lose more money that way.
Worse off, yeah.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck if fucking Mary Jean working at the front counter gets shot.
Oh, that's too bad. Mary Jean.
Mary Jean. That was a good TJ Maxx employee name, wasn't it?
It's a perfect one.
Yeah, Mary Jean. Mary Jean Bigelow.
He killed it on the Bigelow.
I think that's a good... That's a good.
Bigelow is a... to me, it's an imposing name.
I know a guy named Bigelow.
Yeah, I did too. He was a professional wrestler, Bam Bam Bigelow. And he was 400 pounds, and he had flame tattoos on his head.
You work at TJ Maxx?
On the weekends.
Imagine a dude named Bam Bam Bigelow, 400 pounds, working the front working checkout at TJ Maxx.
Literally bald with flame tattoos on his head.
Anything else you'd like today?
It's terrifying.
You're just bringing up your, like, knockoff coach purse.
He's like, I saw you were putting some stuff in your pocket over there.
That'd be sick.
Nope, wasn't me.
Wasn't fucking me, dude.
Dude was nimble, too. He could do a backflip off the top rope.
That's crazy. Good for those guys. All for a fake sport.
GD.
Did you... Yeah, we rated this.
Mm-hmm. 77.
We're still drinking it.
Well, that's because I want to finish it. I'm not a huge fan, though.
I mean, it's not...
It's mostly like vanilla now.
Yeah. It doesn't look good in your glass. It's like flat now, too.
There's really no bourbon. Like, I'm not getting any bourbon.
I am. Yeah, I'm getting it. Oh, I'm fucking getting it, bro. You just don't fucking get it. I'm getting that Valley Malt Bourbon barrel stave.
What else you got on the smoke. On the docket?
Barley.
On the agendizzle.
Do I think I cracked this glass?
No, one of them had a lip in the... No,
there's
a
legit
bump in the
cracking
top.
It.
Oh, yeah, you might have cracked it. They're cheap. Else? They're from TJ Maxx.
Well, I just want to apologize. Yeah, you probably fucking stole them, dude. You and Bam Bam.
No, it was a goddamn Christmas present.
Mm-hmm. Me and no one else. Just want to say a single batch. Just me. Want to apologize for the shitty audio last week.
Oh, fuck them.
We're trying to figure that out. It's kind of hard, like, fucking nailing that down. I'm not as good as Maddie
Mayhem.
It's
especially tough when I'm not around. Like, I could fix it if I were there.
Yeah.
I really think it's interference. I really think you have the government watching you.
We were trying to sort this out before this episode, and I'm like, we're like spitballing ideas and shit about what it could be. And Matty Ram's like, do you live near a government building? It's like, no, bro, I don't live near a government building.
Any kind of government building.
Maybe I do, and there's a creepy building next to me.
Do you know, like, a public library? That's a government building.
Yeah, all right, dude. So it's a post office, cool, but like...
All right, do you live
near
either of those?
But you weren't talking about it like that. You were like...
I wasn't talking about like
a
fucking...
You were like, oh, do you live in Area 51,
do you
perhaps?
Live near an armory? That's not what I was asking.
Yeah, but that's what you meant.
No, I meant specifically a government building.
Like, do you live at a satellite dish company?
Oh, shit. Satellite could be it.
We don't have... No.
You don't, but does anyone else?
DirecTV? Satellite wouldn't do it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I never had that problem with that recorder, so...
I know. I gotta nail down what it was. We'll figure it out. That's pretty much it, dude.
Okay. You want to tell the folks where they can go?
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Goddamn right.
Go find us on Instagram, Brusaders Podcast. Go to Tee Public and search Brusaders. Buy a flag or a t-shirt. For fuck's sake, buy a t-shirt. They're fucking sweet. craft t-shirts, craft comedy, craft friendship. Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
That should be our new slogan. So we're going to possibly do a little rebranding soon. We're figuring that out.
I've already changed it on all the things, but it doesn't matter. It's
and
not
then,
for them.
Yeah. And then keep in mind that come springtime, we're going to be...
we're going to get a lot better.
Yeah, we're going to be up in our interview
we
game.
We may be putting it out later on Wednesdays because recording days have changed.
Yeah.
Stop that's touching good. That.
Sorry.
That you, if you're playing with that, that could be fucking it up too.
I'm not playing with it.
At home?
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
I promise I'm being good.
Do you have a mic stand?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
You're thinking about everything, right?
Of course. I am.
I don't know what the fuck it could be, dude. Besides the government, obviously, most likely.
Obviously, it's the government. You can call in at 1-857-293-1442. Tell us a story. Tell us a beer. Tell us we suck. Tell us we're great. I don't give a fuck. Just call in. We'll play you on the air.
Yeah. We'll fucking rip you apart.
Well, that's not true. We never ripped anyone else apart.
Fucking bitches. We almost ripped fucking Donnie Lennington apart.
But that's because Donnie Lennington had come in and I knew him. I'm not going to rip apart someone I don't know.
Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie, we miss you.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's all for me. All
right. I'm Maddie Mayhem.
I'm Dave Caggiano.
And we are the Bruce Aders.